Call to order the Finance Committee meeting of Monday, March 27th, 2023, and ask staff to please call the roll.
Alder Carter?
Present.
Alder Brevier?
Here.
Alder Figueroa Cole?
Here.
Alder Evers?
Here.
Alder Vidiver?
Present.
Mayor, you have quorum.
Thank you. We have, I believe, no public comment. So we'll go to disclosures and recusals. Are there any disclosures or recusals on today's agenda from members of the body? Seeing none. And we'll go on to the consent agenda. Are there items that alders wish to have excluded from the consent agenda? Alder Figueroa Cole?
Yes, please. 76854 for the purchase of the property located at 305 South Bedford.
Item 15. Okay. Alder Carter?
Are we going to have a presentation on 14?
I don't believe one is planned, but we can certainly have questions if you'd like.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So items 14 and 15 will be excluded. Are there any other items that others would like to have excluded from the consent agenda? Seeing none.
I just have one question on item 13.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything additional? Okay.
Item 13.
Yep. So we'll exclude 13, 14, and 15. Seeing no other hands. Let's see. Alder Revere, would you make a motion on the consent agenda, please?
I'm pleased to do so, Mayor. I move adoption of agenda items 2 through 12.
Second.
Thank you. Moved and seconded to adopt items 2 through 12. Is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, we'll adopt the recommendations for items 2 through 12. And go to item 13, which is Legistar 76695, a resolution authorizing the finance director to execute an amendment to a non-competitive purchase of service contract with Sustained Dane to provide additional weeks of staffing for the food scraps recycling drop-off sites at two neighborhood farmers markets in 2023. On item 13, can I have a motion, please?
Move adoption.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt item 13. Alder Carter, you had questions?
I just have a quick question. Are we adding additional farmers markets to this, or is it going to, well, let's just answer that question first.
Brian Johnson is here with us.
Yeah, not at this time, no. This would just be at the same two markets as last year. So the South Madison Farmers Market and the East Side, but the additional funds will be able to allow us to be there for the entire length of the market as opposed to a shorter time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Alder. Are there any other questions on item 13? Seeing none, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any objection to recording a unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, we'll record a unanimous vote in favor of item 13 and go to item 14, which is Legistar 76581, I'm not going to read the whole title, but in short, the item is to accept additional emergency rental assistance funds and disperse them. On item 14, may I have a motion, please?
Move adoption.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt. Alder Carter, you had questions?
Yeah, my question is, I looked through it. Two things. All of this is going through Dane County, correct? And do we have any idea on the number of people that were not helped? Are they reporting that, or are they just reporting the people that they actually serviced it?
Director O'Keefe is here.
Thank you, Mayor. So, Alder Carter, this particular resolution is fairly specific and relatively small in scale. It reflects the fact that the allocation of federal funds is actually, it turns out to be a little bit larger than it was when we were notified, and we included the notified reallocation figure in our adopted 2023 budget. So this is just going back and adjusting the budget for the actual award. But Alder and Mayor, I'll defer to you. We have Lynette and her team have put together a PowerPoint presentation. If people are needing or wanting to hear a little bit more summary information, Alder Carter, I don't think that we've got information about people who have not been helped, but we do have a good deal of information about those that have been served by the program.
I was just wondering, and when you don't have to go through the presentation for me, when I reviewed it, I was just wondering, there are reasons why someone would not been able to receive this money. I just wanted the statistics on that. But if you don't have it, that's fine.
All right. Thank you, Alder. Jim, I think perhaps we'll see if the presentation is warranted at council. But I certainly would encourage you to attach it to the Legistar file so people can take a look.
I think it has been now, Mayor.
Great. Thank you. Any other questions on this item? Seeing none, it's been moved and seconded. Is there objection to recording a unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, we'll record that vote and move on to item 15, which is Legistar 76854, a substitute authorizing the purchase of property at 305 South Bedford for future assemblage with Brittingham Park. On item 15, a motion, please.
I move adoption of the substitute resolution.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt. On item 15, Alder Figueroa-Cole, you had questions?
Yes, I just wanted to get some clarity regarding this, the comment regarding evictions. What is the status of that building today? Is it, do we have people there? Do we have patrons using a building? Can I get some background information on that, please?
We have a couple of park staff here. CJ, do you want to take that?
Yeah, I don't have a lot of details, but I can tell you we've been working with the county. The county has already evicted the prior tenant. They did so earlier in March.
And what is the condition of that building?
I wish I could give you more information. I don't have that.
Okay.
We do expect to demolish it, though, in order to add the land to the park.
Right. I mean, it looks like a pretty old building, so I don't know if it would have any significance of people coming to try to, you know, have a conversation about demolishing it. But yeah, I was more curious to know if there was going to be a process on displacing people, and if that this was a housing location versus the mixed use location. So if you find any additional information, please send me a message and I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
I sure will.
Thank you. Are there other questions? Seeing none, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, we'll record a unanimous vote in favor of item 15. And that is our agenda. Motion to adjourn would be in order.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. Is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor of adjournment? Seeing no objection. Thank you all. Have a good evening.